Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, our discussion is the valuable pieces of advice by His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliya regarding the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. What amazing advices he has given. Since some questions were posed to His Eminence with regards to the love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, and what amazing and beautiful answers he has given is what I want to share with our viewers of Madani Channel. Please kindly listen to these advices His Eminence has given to those people who wish and desire to honor, or rather should I say, increase the love in their hearts for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A question had been posed: how much love should we have for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? His Eminence had said, it is necessary to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than your parents, your family, your children, and everything that is cherished by you. Every Friday, you hear the Imam recite what he recites, a khutbah, khutbati radhwiyah, and he says, beware, whoever does not love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has no faith. This is what you hear all the time, subhanallah. Every Fridays, Imams on the pulpit would recite this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and this is the truth, that there is no faith if a person does not have love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, this is the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam as well, dear viewers. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. الله أكبر. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in the hadith, none of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children, and all the mankind, dear viewers. In fact, this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Allahu Akbar. So, a sign of a true believer and true devotee is that he loves and he honors the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than anything and anyone in his life. Loving the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla more than anything requires a person to fulfill his rights, accept his religion, adopt his blessed sunnah, subhanallah. Honor him, dear viewers, and prioritize his pleasure over your own. Your relatives, your family members, your business, your wealth, and everything that you have in your life. And thus you will then see his blessings and barakah. What a beautiful advice Amir Ahl Sunnat has given, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Alhamdulillah. We have a kalam, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that we would go towards, inshallah, and we have more questions that we would like to pose. For now, let's listen to this amazing kalam, and when we do return, we shall continue with the discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Phir azm Madina gaye, phir azm Madina gaye, tayyar safina gaye. اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے چند اشک ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا چند اشک ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا
سفینہ ہے تیار
سفینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے
گورا ہے مدینہ پر میں چل تو پڑا ہوں پر گورا ہے مدینہ پر میں چل تو پڑا ہوں پر افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے
ہر دم میرے ہونٹوں پر بس ذکر مدینہ ہو ہر دم میرے ہونٹوں پر بس ذکر مدینہ ہو
ذکر مدینہ ہو
یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے یہ میری تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ
سفینہ رہے تیار سفینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے
غم میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے غم میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے
کاش کے مل جائے
ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ رہے
روتا ہوا پہنچا تھا روتا ہوا لوٹا تھا روتا ہوا پہنچا تھا روتا ہوا لوٹا تھا ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے
عطار کو گر تو بھی ٹھکرا دے کہاں جائے کمینہ ہے عزم مدینہ تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ ہے اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر عزم مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل. اینڈ یس, وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام. اے اللہ کریم, گرانٹ اس ٹرو لو فار دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ دس از اور ڈسکشن, دی فرسٹ کوسچن وچ امیر اہل سنت ہیڈ آنسرڈ ود ریگارڈس ٹو ہاؤ مچ آف لو شوڈ وی ہیو فار دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ خود سوچیں, دس از دی حدیث آف دی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر, اٹ از نیسسری ٹو لو the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla more than your parents. There is a full stop here. More than your parents, more than your family and your children and everything that is cherished by you. When the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supersedes every other desire and love in your heart, then you truly love him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Until then, if a person's love does not exceed those limits, then it means that love is for others and not for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another person had questioned His Eminence, tell us about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunn says his love for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unparalleled. For those who know Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alaihi, for those who have read his works and read his poetry or heard his poetry, you would know very well, dear viewers. His Eminence says, being memorizing some of his poetry from Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, you will become a great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just by reading Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, if you never have enough love, only by reading his beautiful poetry book, your love will increase for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Imam respects everything that is affiliated with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including the dogs of Madinatul Munawwara. Thus he writes in Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, رضا کسی سگے طیبہ کے پاؤں بھی چومے, رضا کسی سگے طیبہ کے پاؤں بھی چومے, تم اور آہ کے اتنا دماغ لے کے چلے. اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ علی addresses himself, he says, او رضا, have you ever kissed the paws of a dog of مدینہ المنورہ? You do not even understand that the paws of the dogs of Medina are kissed. Some intellectuals do not understand couplets like this, dear viewers. Amir al-Sunn says, they criticize them. They make jokes out of such people. It is a matter of faith. Allahu Akbar. It is a matter of faith. If someone criticizes such person, Allahu Akbar, on such matters, follows the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or leads them into paradise, can you imagine what will be the replications that you're criticizing this person, yet he is a Jannati, yet he has made others make tawbah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. This is his respect for the friends. This is his respect for the dogs of Madinatul Munawwara. So imagine his love for the other animals in Madinatul Munawwara. Amir al-Sunn then says, now imagine his love for the people, like the companions of Madinatul Munawwara, the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt. He says, you and I know ordinary people treat Sayyids very normally. He says, Alhamdulillah, the people who are affiliated with Dawat Islami greatly honor Sayyids. Allahu Akbar. And his respect and disrespect stems from the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that he taught us how to respect the Sa'adat, those who are from the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai ayn-e noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hadrat is teaching us to kiss the feet and the paws of the dog. That's his love for the city of Madinatul Munawwara, for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how much more love would he have for the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, for the dust of Medina, for the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just amazing, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Another person asked, what should one do if he does not have the desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara? And he is not even saddened by the separation from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is a question. I'm sure you know people of this nature as well. When they go for Hajj or for Umrah, they don't look for a reason and excuse to go to Medina.
they would go to Makkah, get their job done, and they're out of the intention that they went for, dear viewers. Lots of people don't find this important to even visit Madinatul Munawwar. The questioner had asked, what should one do if he does not have the desire to go to Medina? And this person is not even saddened by his separation from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amir al-Sunnah says, whoever cannot cry out of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make a face as if he is crying. For the imitation of the pious is also good, but it must not be done out of ostentation. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us, weep for us. And when he was sent to the world, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati. Oh Allah, forgive my nation for me, forgive my nation for me. He also remembered his people during Mi'raj on the night of ascension. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed in his grave, he was heard saying, ummati, ummati, my nation, my nation. And he is saying this today as well. Allahu Akbar. It is recommended to recite salat, yani to recite durood when your ears ring. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ali writes, it is the sound of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ummati, 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 ummati. When you hear the ringing sound in your ears, Allah Azza wa Jalla allows people to hear the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. And this is a sign of the ringing. Allahu Akbar. So one should recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he hears the ringing sounds in his ears, dear viewers. Why should we not love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he remembered us at all the time? He remembers us all the time. He will intercede for us on the day of judgment. Huh? He will make the scale of good deeds heavy for us sinners on the day of judgment. He will recite supplication, Rabbi sallim ummati. Huh? Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, let my nation cross safely. Let my nation cross safely on the bridge of Sirat. This is your Rasul, our messenger who came for our guidance. Our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And a person is looking for ways to increase this love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or a person may not feel the desire to go to Medina. How can you not desire to go to Medina when the one who is resting neath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara had never ever forgotten you. Even today, you are in his du'as, dear viewers of Madinatul Channel. He is most concerned for your well-being. Your falling into difficulty causes grief and takleef to him. He is most concerned for the well-being of the Muslims. He is so concerned for your well-being, and yet a ummati has no desire to go and visit him. He feels no pain when he is separated from his master. Focus for a little moment, dear viewers. What connection us ummatis have with the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we strengthen this bond and connection, dear viewers? It is so essential. It is so important that we establish this rishta and relationship with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama and become better followers one day, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, another question was asked to His Eminence, Allahu Akbar. And the questioner asked, he says, I work in a bakery on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. A cake is made resembling the Na'alain. Some cakes have Allah or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on them. And people take them home to cut and eat them. Is it permissible to do this? Will the people who write these names be sinful? Okay, so we have this issue in matter as well. Some people would do this. Now, what is the answer to this, dear viewers, by making the Na'alain Sharif picture on a cake or writing the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a cake and then after cut it? His Eminence says, we have advised people about writing on cakes many times. There are a lot of people who do this and people who do not do this anymore. But there are some who need to be advised. The blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that we kiss. Allahu Akbar. We elevate it out of respect and we are ready to sacrifice ourselves for his name. Where is your love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you write his name on a cake and then cut it? Think about what you are doing. I feel uneasy just talking about it. We place the blessed Na'alain on our heads and have this desire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The devotees of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know about the greatness of Na'alain Sharif. Huh? That if you have the honor of placing this Na'alain upon your head, then you are the most fortunate person in the world. But for some reason, people decide to put it on cakes and cut it with a knife. This is disrespectful, so refrain from it, because with respect comes good fortune. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful answer he has given. So we have learned, we should not do this. So religious things, dear viewers of Madini channel, should not be placed on things which are edible, which are eaten thereafter. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful answer we have learned again here. So a way to express your love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beautiful, that you mention his name and you hold it in high esteem. But then to write the name on the cake, as you do by writing other people's names, whoever's birthday is, for example, and thereafter you have to cut it, dear viewers. The name of Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islamic things should not be placed on the cake which you're going to cut and thereafter eat. What a beautiful answer we have learned. So if you know about this matter and issue, you can advise the next person as well not to do this, dear viewers. It is your love and your devotion for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all claim to love him. How many of us in reality are truly following the sunnah of our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many years we have actually fooled ourselves and we have restricted this claim to the tongues alone? Hame muhabbat hai, hame pyar hai, hame ishq hai. But this pyar and muhabba never made us namazis. It never made us humble people. It kept us as liars. Why are we still in the same boat, dear viewers? It's because we need to have khulus and sincerity in this love as well. If you claim that you love him, then it's supposed to make us a practical person. We all should become more practical than we are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our matters easy and better for us. And in whichever situations we are in, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessings of this love that we have for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah azza wa jalla remove all our difficulties and grant us such love that will grant us the closeness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's speak about the love of our pious predecessors. What type of love they had? As you are listening to the questions, dear viewers of Madini channel, and the answers as well, the esteemed Sunni scholar and devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Yusuf Nabhani, he was alive during the era of Qutb Madina. Allama Muhammad Sharif Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says regarding him. So Allama Yusuf Nabhani Rahmatullah Ali, he was alive during the era of Qutb Madina, Sheikh Ziauddin Madani Rahmatullah Ali's time. So it is said that he says, I used to see a man with a luminous face standing in the Masjid al-Nabawi by Babus Salam. This is one of the entrances. He says, I introduced myself to him one day and I asked him, I always see you standing here, but you never ever go to the Mawaja Sharif. Why don't you enter and do you go by the golden chamber of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That's called the Mawaja Sharif. So the man who was standing there with a luminous face replied, and he says, it is the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has permitted me to stand at this door. Babu Salam ke paas main yahan tak pahuncha hoon, ye to sarkar ki barkat hai. It is through his ijazah and permission that he allowed me to stand here by Babu Salam and to present my salam from this door. He says, I do not go to the Mawaja Sharif because a dog's job is to guard the door of the house, but it does not enter the house. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Have you seen the answers of the pious predecessors, dear viewers of Madina channel? How much of love and respect they had for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even standing in front of the Mawaja Sharif, in front of the golden chamber of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would find it difficult and say that we are sinners and we are great sinners. It is enough that the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla has called us here, and at this point we are allowed to even enter at this door and present our salam from here. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is very high level of ishq and muhabba. It is very deeply rooted with respect and honoring everything about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us such muhabba and love, dear viewers of Madini channel. Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan always wished to sacrifice everything upon his name. And they done so, dear viewers. They practically showed us, if you flip through the pages of history and you read the history and you see that in the 10 years stay in Madinatul Munawwara after migration from Makkatul Mukarrama, even prior to that, dear viewers, how Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan had honored every hukum and order of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they practice Islam. And it's our turn right now, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem make us practical Muslims as well. Aala Hazrat farmate hain,
karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karu kya karodo jahan nahi, karu kya karodo jahan nahi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, now another question I had asked: how is it to desire death at the age of 63? The age at which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. So, a simple question once again: how is it to desire death, to ask for death, to wish for death at the age of 63? So the answer is, do not desire for your age to be equal. Rather, something less than it. Amir Ahl Sunnah says, I expressed this desire as well, but I have passed the age of 63. It is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is the matter of love. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So once again, His Eminence is teaching us not to ask for equality. Don't try and be equal to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In everything we are backwards. In every action, in every teaching, we should be one step back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is said, dear viewers of Madinah channel, when Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu requested to place his janaza in front of the golden chamber, and he says, if the doors open by itself after you say that this is my desire to be resting next to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if the doors open by itself, then take me in and bury me, and if not, then you can take me to Jannatul Baqi. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken there, and it was said that if friend wants to come by his friend, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu wants to reside next to his aqa and his master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then his wish was then that if the doors do open, then do not prepare my grave and my qabr equal to the grave of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, when you start to prepare my qabr, start to do so from the blessed chest of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, 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 Allah. Yani, I was never equal to his actions and his amal and his ways when he was physically living amongst us. And now that he has made parda and he has passed away, Allahu Akbar, I cannot rest equally next to him. My head should start from his chest mubarak. And when Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had expressed his desire to also be there, subhanallah, and then he also requested and said, if Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu was not wanting his qabr to be equal to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave, then my grave should start also from halfway of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madini channel? These were the companions who taught us that he is the aqa and he is the master. There is no comparison whatsoever, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has taught us to fall in love with the dogs of Madinatul Munawwara. Through his poetry, he has taught us show respect to the land of Medina, to the city of Medina, and everything which is associated with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of these actions would increase the love you have in your heart for your master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Now, a question I had asked: what does it mean to live with love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So His Eminence had answered, and he says, man loves his parents and he loves his family. So he earns and feeds them. He buys food and clothes for his children to wear on Eid days, right? And he makes sure they receive the best medical treatment. This is what every husband should do who has children. He sacrifices everything for his family. So one should love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than his parents, children, wealth and everything in the world. You are working day and night for your family because you love them so much. You would fulfill even the smallest of concerns they have. You will attend to it. You will remove those problems because you love them. Now, remember something. To be a Muslim and to be a complete believer, you would need to love the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla even more than this. Now you and I think for a moment, when day and night of ours is spent behind the dunya, because we need to increase our income so that we could fulfill the desires of the family even more. And it's out of love, dear viewers. How much of time do we take out for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if you ask me, how do you take out time for him? The question is going to be, how much of time do you dedicate for the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Even on a Friday, we don't have the 2 minutes of time to recite one salami before we exit the masjid. Salatu salam will be recited and brothers are exiting the masjid because it's a rush, it's a rat race. Everybody wants to get back to work, everybody has deadlines. In that one Jumu'ah, that once a week, we never have the time to stand and with respect present some durood and salawat upon in his bargah. So we are always in a rush, dear viewers. His Eminence had said that you do so much for your family. Remember, in order for you to be a complete believer, you need to love the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla even more than your parents, your children, your wealth and everything in the world. If you do all of this to please our families, what should we do to please the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this is a question Amir al-Sunnah had actually asked. If you do all of this to please our families, unko khush karne ke liye hum yahan tak pahunch jate, phir huzur ko khush karne ke liye humko kya nahi karna chahiye? When love significantly increases, it is referred to as ishq, dear viewers. That's true love. Allahu Akbar. True devotion. Subhanallah. When this increases in your heart, you will see that the real yourself, you will see a different person within yourself. Nothing in the world will put you in depression and cause you to become sad of the dunya. There's something of the world which you can't gain. That sadness would never ever overpower your heart, because now you have removed the love of everything from your heart and you only allowed for the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to enter into the heart. Thus, you will succeed, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You will succeed, dear viewers. Right now, the pressure of life and the tension of earning, the chasing of wealth, until these things don't stop, we're never going to give gateway to the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in that little moments we even get to recite his naats, maybe the niyat might be something else. You might be praising him and reciting his praises, but in the mind and in the heart, the wealth of the world has entered already. It can't leave you even in salah. So it continues, dear viewers. His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat then says, we must live our lives with ishq for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best way of doing so is to adopt his sunnah and act upon his teachings. Well, this is the truth, dear viewers. The best way is to adopt his sunnah. Start by adopting his sunnah. Really, put all the haya and the sharam one side. I want to grow this beard of mine. I have been putting it down the drain every morning before going to work, and now I'm going to put the blade down the drain in the bin. And I'm not going to attach it on my face and remove the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from my face. Start with acting upon his sunnah, one sunnah at a time. And see from there, inshallah, azza wa jalla, how this will gradually increase more love in your heart for him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then Amir al-Sunnah says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to pray. We must pray. He told us to fast. We must observe fast. He commanded us to refrain from sins. We must refrain from sins as well. He told us to have good character. We must build up a good character. The one who does this shows his love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically. Otherwise, a sinner can be a devotee of the Rasul as well. It doesn't make any difference. Sinners also love him. Pious people also love him. Both are claiming to love him. Who is true in their claim? The one who's trying to become a namazi. The one who's trying to fast in the month of Ramadan. The one who's giving his charity in the path of Allah azza wa jalla. The one who is following the sunnah as compared to the sinner. He still remains a sinner. He only claims to say he loves the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But practically, the one who's doing a dear views of Madani channel is closer to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we become emotional and we say, don't judge the book by its cover. You don't know what's in my heart. We don't want to know what's in the heart. Nobody should know what's in the heart. Only Allah and Rasul knows what's in the heart. It's fine. But from our actions, align your actions to the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for your claim to be true. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these amazing advices which Amir al-Sunnah has given us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now listen to this question. He says, can a radiyallahu anha be written after the name of the Prophet's camel, female camel?
So the answer is, MashaAllah, he says, this is an interesting question. He says, the name of the beloved Prophet, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel was Qaswa. This camel was a great devotee of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. When the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, it stopped eating and drinking and died out of grief. Allah, 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 Allah. He says, animals are not mukallaf. They are not bound by the rulings of Sharia. And they do not receive reward or accumulate sins as well. Radiyallahu an is a supplication. It's a dua, which means may Allah be pleased with him. So he says, this is usually said after mentioning the names of the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And there is no harm in saying it after mentioning the name of a saint. It will mean, may Allah be pleased with him. Despite the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, being distant for paradise, there is no harm in praying for their forgiveness either. Though they are all jannatis, there is no harm in praying for their forgiveness. In fact, the Quran discusses this topic, radiyallahu an, is not said for animals. If somebody does say it, you said it for the animal of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, the camel. So he says, if somebody does say it, people will be confused, laugh and mock him. Sharia dislikes matters which cause people to argue and debate. Refrain from matters which are not appealing to the ears because they may cause issues and fitnas. Allahu Akbar. So out of love, if a person wants to do so, kindly do not do so, because this will cause more fitna and opening another can of worms. People are going to ask questions, and then you're going to go and find those questions. When you don't get a satisfied answer, then people become more irritated like that. So try not to use it at places like that. But where places have been allowed for you to use these du'as and supplications, such as Rahmatullah Ali, radiyallahu an, then a person should say dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq to practice upon these amazing Madani pearls we have heard, subhanallah. Now listen to another question I had asked. How can one increase love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart? Amiri Ahl Sunnah says, sending salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an excellent method of increasing your love for him, no doubt. Remembering his favors upon the ummah also increases his love. Remember the favors. Remember the favors, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Remembering these favors will also increase love in the hearts of the ummatis. Allahu Akbar. Like how he cried for forgiveness of his nation. And who cries for others? Today, brothers don't cry for brothers. It doesn't happen, brothers. No one cries for anybody these days and age. Yes, there were nothing to eat for weeks and months in his home, but he didn't cry for that. He didn't cry because there was no food to eat. But for us, he cried. Allahu Akbar. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, the beloved Rasul will help us in the qabr. Jiha, appear to us at the time of our death, jakani, sakarat. Allahu Akbar. And he will say, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim. On the bridge of Pul Sirat, when you are crossing on the bridge of Sirat. His connection with you is so strong. He cried for you in the caves. He continued crying for you till his last moments into the apparent world, dear viewers. How can you disconnect yourself from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem shower mercy upon us, and may we understand this. On the day of judgment, he will make the good deeds of his people heavy. Yeah, he will make it be heavy on the scale of good deeds. He will pray for us, and further than that, he will intercede for his nation, dear viewers. The favors of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are innumerable. You can't even count them. And remembering them increases your love for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't count them, but go over them, revise them from time to time, and tell your family about the favors of the Holy Rasul upon us. Through his existence, Allah has created everything in this universe. It is because of his love. Allahu Akbar. You will be forgiven if you leave this world with iman. Because of obeying him and following him, your du'as will be answered in this world. You will see Jannah. Inshallah, through the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be admitted into paradise. So everything associated with the beloved is special, dear viewers. Consider it. Understand this matter, subhanallah, and adhere to it. It's never too late. In the hearts of your kids and children, increase the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a very little age. Teach them, explain to them. Tell them stories of our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak life, of his childhood. of his sacrifices, of his miracles, regarding his blessed companions. And then you shall see the difference, subhanAllah. You shall see a major difference, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true Muslims and true devotees. And I often make this dua in all our programs, because without this love, dear viewers, there's no direction in life. Without this love, there's nothing you have enjoyed in this life. Allahu Akbar. So truly loving him will remove all your problems in the world. Trust me, dear viewers. Another question I had asked, how can one become a devotee of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Amir Sunnah says, if you want to increase your love for someone, learn about their qualities. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed all beauties and excellences. And your love will increase the more you learn about them. Allah, Allah, Allah. The more deeper you research, the more you would read about his blessed life, the more in love you would fall in, dear viewers. Read the blessed biographies of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about the sacrifices made for Islam and how, you know, with how much of compassion and love he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had demonstrated and used to uplift this ummah. How much of guidance he gave. All of this will increase your love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jalla. And then he says another method is to send abundance of durood and salat upon him. As Allah Hazrat says, listening to pleasant and melodious recitations of Quran increases your love for Allah azza wa jalla, and listening to recitations of the prophetic odes increases your love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These naats, nazams, these kalams that we often listen to, dear viewers of Madani Channel, they will increase love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen specially to the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, which is really amazing, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Every word of his poetry is written out of love for the Holy Rasul, and listening to it increases your love for him as well, subhanallah. Even if you don't understand it, Amir Ahl Sunnah says, as you know, his words are in accordance with Islamic law. So just listen to it. There's nothing wrong being said. It's a praises. And when you would listen to it, automatically you would also start to love the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says the people affiliated with Imam Ahmad Raza Khan understand this. But usually the same cannot be said about the prophetic odes composed by other people. Ah, it can't be said, because you cannot be a liar when you compose couplets. You can't be saying, I am dying in your love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I immensely desire to come to Madinatul Munawwara. But really speaking, in the heart, there's no desire to go to Medina. So some poets may use words like that, which they really don't mean. But Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullah Ali, his poetry was such that if he described or mentioned something in his poetry and he expressed his dire desire to visit or see the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said, dear viewers, there was a time when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared in front of Ala Hadith Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali as he was composing his kalams and naats. So these things are possible. It is not impossible. And Ala Hadith is amongst those great poets who's a mujaddid, alim-e-deen, wali-e-kamil, mufti-e-islam, subhanallah. He is the reviver of this deen, dear viewers. So his poetry, he has composed them after being deeply engrossed in the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing couplets that would make you tear and cry. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So if you have the habit of listening to these kalams, then please continue listening to it. It would most definitely help. Together with kalams, try to become practical as well, right? One person asked, how is it to watch and share videos blaspheming the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The answer is, you should not watch any video or look at any pictures blaspheming the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah says, I have never looked at anything like this or tried even to watch it. Think for a moment, he says, if somebody made offensive drawings and cartoons of your father, could you bear to look at them? He says, of course not. So why? Why are we comfortable with the looking and the sharing videos of this nature about the holiest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one for whom we would sacrifice our families and ancestors? You are willing to watch those videos and cartoons? He says, we only listen to the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our ears are deaf to criticize and insult. Allahu Akbar. He says, this is because only the virtues of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are looked at, and our beloved has nothing but excellence. unki zindagi mein sirf excellence hai. If it was about my own father, I would have not shared that video for others to verify and see what this guy had said. So when it comes to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to feel the same, dear viewers. Actually more. And never be happy for a moment even. Astaghfirullah. Ala ya'udhu billah. Those people will surely be punished who have caused this harm and taklif to the Muslims around the world for making cartoons or insulting the Holy Rasul in that way. Of course, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's the worst thing you can think of ever doing. But here, subhanallah, this is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you hear his name, you actually kiss your thumb and you put it in your eyes. Such love for the Holy Rasul. The question he even asks, he says, why the thumbs are kissed when the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is heard? Would you want to know the answer to it? Well, listen, he says, it is permissible to kiss the thumbs upon hearing the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are different reports regarding this, especially when it is heard during the adhan. He says, there is no need to present evidence for something like this. Children are dear to us, so we kiss them. The noble Quran is beloved to us, therefore we kiss the Quran. We kiss the hands and the feet of our parents and scholars. We do not think to look for evidence and proof at that time for the permissibility of doing this. Ab bachche ko chumna hai to, before kissing your child, you're not going to go look for proof. Where is it written that I'm supposed to kiss him or not kiss him? Likewise, he says, but shaitan puts doubts in our minds about kissing our thumbs on the name of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He says, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a book on this matter. There are proofs in the booklet regarding the blessings of Azan as well. And learn about kissing the thumbs and placing on your eyes and what barakah and blessings it contains, it has. All of this are also deeply rooted to the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are you kissing it? Not because you want to kiss it. You go heard the name of the Holy Rasul. The narrations and the waqi'at and the stories behind this as well. Thus you kiss it. You will find hundreds of people who look at you with a bad eye, with a mocking eye. Cynical smiles have been sometimes shown in the masjid when somebody would do it. Don't feel shy. You're doing it out of love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So continue doing it. You will see its barakah and blessings. Allahu Akbar. Have you seen dear viewers of Madani Channel? We have just went through few of them. And what amazing answers His Eminence has given to those people who want to learn, how can we get closer to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What can I do? What more can I do? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the truth is, hum abhi shuruati nahi kiya. We haven't yet started. The day you start, you will see a difference. We have only been making claims and niyats thus far, making intentions, and you would know better how strong you are in your intention. So if you made intention to love the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from today you should get to know what are the requirements to love him. And if he said something, a devotee would fulfill the command and the demand of the one whom he loves. The Holy Rasul wants you to be in this way here, then become that which your master wants you to be, and don't become that which he doesn't want you to become, and work towards it, inshallah, zawajallah. Yes, the vices are, a lot of vices are out there. Many things are such that will pull you back, demotivate you. But I want to be rectified. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want peace in my life. And there's no better peace but being at the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All your problems and your sorrows and your taklif will come to an end. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us humbled Muslims, better Muslims, dear viewers. Having said these words, we will be back on your Madani channel, dear viewers. So keep reciting durood and salawat upon our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.